You know, what is the internet good for but being able to see video of guys in Germany who decide they want to do a cannonball into a frozen pool? I mean, isn't that why you watch?
Ow.
Just so you could watch some idiot do that.
Actually, yes. I watch for the Techno Viking. I don't know about you.
So there's a show called Tosh.0. I don't know if you've ever seen it on
Tosh.
TV. And that's what he does is he basically compiles things that really make you wince. I mean, you just go, what? And apparently this is some guy in Germany decided that he was going to break through the icy water.
Ach du lieber.
Yeah, apparently it hurts a lot. Hurts a lot.
You think?
Says here it's not safe for work. Okay, just letting you know about that. So we'll see. Oh, wives' tales. We'll check some of those out for you in just a little while. And also, John Brown of Mendot, Illinois, dialed 911 after being shot in the hand. John was crouching in a ditch repairing his bicycle tire when another man, that would be Thomas Devan, apparently spotted his black and white helmet and thought it was a skunk.
How dumb can you be?
I could see that.
Is it a hairy helmet?
Fortunately, it was a .22. Nothing happened. Alcohol was involved, however. So congratulations for him on that. And a blind man carrying a white cane received a 50,000-volt shock from a taser after police thought that his walking stick was a samurai sword. Police received several calls describing the man walking through the streets carrying a samurai sword. When the blind man was asked to stop, he failed to do so. Thus, they tased him. Well, of course they did.
Wow.
How many samurai swords look like, or white canes look like samurai swords? This is unsettling. From USA Today, survey shows that almost a third of the homeowners in U.S. America expect their grown kids to move back in with them. Grown children rushing back to the old bedroom is an enormous change, according to the director of the National Association of Home Builders. Moving back home. Well, go ahead and change it to an office as soon as they leave. Or change the locks. You can do that, too. Any of those things could work.
That's the old adage, you can never go home again.
Yeah.
Especially if they change the locks.
Hello, Mom, will you let me in? Mom, let me in. Okay, let's say that you won $5 million from the lottery. Would you wait 5 years before cashing it in?
No.
I wouldn't either. 34-year-old Andy Ashkar of Central Upstate New York did, in fact, claim his $5 million jackpot for a scratch-off ticket purchased 6 years ago. He came forward just days before the ticket expired. Back when he won, he decided to share the winnings with his older brother. So two guys had to keep their mouths shut. Why did they wait so long? Because he didn't want the windfall to influence his engagement and subsequent marriage.
Wow.
Yeah, the wife's reaction, hard to believe, still sinking in. Actually, what happened, local residents thought something was kind of fishy because what they did is they bought the ticket at a store that his parents owned.
Oh.
So actually, they wanted to kind of go through there and make sure that something fishy wasn't going on. And apparently everything's okay, got the money. And they'll move on.
I could be happy waiting 5 years to get it, though.
Knowing you're going to get it would be a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Study from San Diego State University researchers has disproven the popular phrase, the five-second rule, determining that bacteria can, in fact, attach itself to food in less than 5 seconds.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's right.
I hope nobody ate that donut I dropped in the floor in the break room and put back in the box yesterday.
I don't care.
What kind of donut was it?
It was red.
Oh, yeah, see. Hello?
Hey, can you imagine that conversation with his fiancé? It's like, you wait 5 years to tell me you got $5 million?
Now, why did you go to that accent?
I thought it was great.
That was very insensitive. but nonetheless, there it is, 7:43. All right, here we go. So it's Halloween movie time. BuzzFeed, those folks have put together a list of 35 little-known facts about Halloween movies. We're not going to do all of them. But one of them, that barf, that stuff in The Exorcist, that was actually Anderson's pea soup. You ever heard that? See, they tried Campbell's soup, but it didn't look right. What does that mean?
Was it the right consistency for green vomit?
It didn't look right?
That's what I ate for breakfast this morning.
Oh!
Campbell's split pea soup.
Oh!
Oh, what are the chances? Okay.
I don't know. This is freaky.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Remember that movie that was filmed really right up the road from here, up on off 290, was filmed in chronological order, which really doesn't happen very often.
Really?
Yes.
Something else about the Texas. Is it okay to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? When I was in England, everyone's like, "Oh yeah, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre." I was like, "Y'all, it did not happen in Texas. It happened in Ohio."
Yeah. Oh, did it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I haven't seen the movie. So.
No, I mean in real life, the events it's based on did not happen in Texas.
Well, there you go. All right.
Just putting that out there.
Okay. Scream, the movie, was once called Scary Movie, which, of course, ended up being the title of the parody of the Scream movies. The original title for Halloween was The Babysitter Murders, but the filmmakers decided they couldn't do that because their budget wasn't big enough to have the story last more than one night. Very nice. Hello?
I have a friend of mine who won a lottery, and to this day, nobody knows he won it. His wife doesn't even know he won it. He's afraid he's going to get a divorce if he let his wife know.
How much did he win? How much did he
win? I think it was $28 million. He took home somewhere around
$20. What? She doesn't know?
Nobody knows. He just kept it all secret, and he's got a separate bank account that goes to a P.O. box in another town.
All right,
well. Oh, that's going to be bad.
He did he buy a new bass boat? I mean, there must have been something that went on. I mean, there are going to be some lifestyle changes.
Yeah, at some point, it's okay. We've got plenty of money.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I mean, You're not going to continue to drive that rusted out car, are you? But I'm not sure. Robin Williams was considered for the role of Jack in The Shining.
Yep.
Stanley Kubrick thought he was a little too psychotic after they saw him on Mork and Mindy. And then also Robert De Niro was considered for the role of Jack, but Stanley Kubrick thought he wasn't psychotic enough after he saw him in Taxi Driver. And Psycho was the first movie to show a toilet flushing.
Really?
There you go.